Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
All of this!
I am the greatest! Ladies and gentlemen!
Good evening, listeners. It is Tuesday, which means it is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, my wonderful co-host, KD, and Lady Q. Ladies, say good evening to our listeners.
Hey, what's up?
And as I said, this is Keeping It Real, so and we're bringing you real issues, real topics, and real conversations. Ladies and gentlemen, today is October 16th. We are now down to the wire. Not including today, we now have 21, I repeat, 21 days until Election Day. In Virginia, if you didn't register to vote, I'm upset. You had until yesterday. And for those who went out there and sent their voter's registration card or anything, we commend you. And everybody else, get your voter registration card in for next year and the year after that and the year after that and forevermore. Tonight, we are going to cut our show tonight, and we'll be ending a little bit before 9 o'clock or right around 9 o'clock so that everyone, because we are advocates. We've been pushing it for you to vote, and we want you to listen to the debate tonight. So it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully you will be near a computer or television and be able to listen to the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help you God. And be able to decipher and discern the truth. That's the start of my little tidbit tonight, because y'all know every time that we say that's all I got to say, then something else comes up. But anyway, my co-host, what y'all want to say about voting before we get on to other things?
I want to say, if you're not registered to vote, shame on you. And for the ones that's registered, congratulations. You can use your voice.
Exactly. Lady Q?
I cannot say any better than that. You can shut it down.
I know. Our fingers are even pointing at you if you didn't register. Shame. With the little rim book glasses, too. Shame. So, definitely. We've been pushing it. We've said it, and we're going to keep saying it. We have two more weeks to say it, to research, listen, read, know the truth. Find out for yourself who's really saying what. Don't always believe the propaganda and what's out there in the commercials. Find out for yourself. Listen to the candidates yourself. We had Joe Biden and Alan debate the other day. Oh, my God, speaking of him.
Ryan.
Can y'all believe that buffoonery?
A mess.
That was quite.
Seriously?
Wasn't it? Wow.
Oh, my God. My mom and I were like, no, he did not. Really? Mm-hmm. You going to go in after they have fed the people, washed the dishes. That's kind of a wrap, sir. You late. You need to come back tomorrow. That's what you should have did. No, they're going to film, and people, the truth, it'll set you free. That was a mess. Oh, my God. Wow. So a mess. Anyway, y'all, just vote. Know what's going on. we can't say much more about that right now. We're going to move it on. We're going to keep it light and hopefully light. I got my girl KD bringing us the hot topics on the What in the World. Hit us. What we going to talk about? Let's get, because, you know, we can't keep going on. We're going to listen to him.
Let's talk about the viral video of the lady in Cleveland that got uppercut, you might as well say, by the bus driver. He tore her down. And the thing about that situation is that she really disrespected the bus driver. Like, I don't condone men hitting women, but she was just despicable. She was acting like she was a man, and that's what happened to her. She got whooped like a man.
And for those who haven't seen the video is of a young lady on a bus. She refused to pay. She starts to flip out and spit and put her hands around the neck of the bus driver and all kinds of stuff. So they record the video, and he stands up, and he uppercuts it. And then throws her off the bus several times.
I haven't seen the video, but I did see various posts about that. So I do know what y'all were talking about. But that, you know, I'm with you. I don't condone either men hitting women. But if you're going, women, look, if you're going to portray yourself as a guy, and going to get all up in a man's face, a boy's face, whatever it is, you know what? If they turn around and do, I mean, what are you going to expect? Because you're coming at them as another man. You're not coming at them as a woman. You're coming at them in their face like, a man. And they get that little territorial, just like we do.
They're human like anybody else.
Thank you, and I'm sorry. You know, man or no man, female or no female, you come up in my face. I'm not a violent person. You can push my buttons, but there are certain things that you need to just step off. And if you put your hands on me, you spit at me, you do anything that defiles me, disrespects me, we have another form of a conversation.
Right.
So, company ended up suspending him, and he's now on suspension. What do you guys think about that decision?
Well, it did happen on a job, so the company do have a right to suspend him.
Right.
I'm surprised he's not locked up, but I think both of them should be filed against each other, charges against each other, because she violated him. She totally violated him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that because, when it comes down to the end of the day, business is business.
Yeah.
And everybody's always teaching, employees, quote unquote, the customer is always right. And now in this situation, the customer was wrong. But however, he still was on the job. And, if she decides to sue, who is she going to sue? She's going to sue the company because she was on the bus and it's their property and he was an employee and he's going to be named in the suit. So that gets a whole other can of worms that opens up. So suspending him from an employer standpoint, yeah. They needed to
right.
do that. They had to make sure that other bus drivers, other employees don't think that, oh, wow, okay, well, you know what, then I can hit, Miss Susie that just got up in here. She's been bad-mouthing me for years. And, I can finally get her back. No, you got to let the other employees know that this was a one-time thing. We don't condone it. And this is what the repercussions will be. Now, of course, on the other side, the flip side of, the everyday person, he was, kind of right in defending himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe the woman just is mental. Maybe she had a bad day. We don't know. And she flipped, and he just happened to be the first person that she encountered after whatever just happened. We all have those days. You know, we all have stuff going on. It doesn't matter whether you know, 80 years old or four. There's something always going on with people, and, you know, I deal with individuals that have disabilities on my day job. So you never know when the switch is going to flip. And maybe that's what happened with her. We don't know. But, you know, she just took it.
Well,
she took it to the wrong person.
She has some sense knocked into her, if that's what happened. For real.
I know, right?
She knocked the mess out of her.
Yeah. I'll have to see the video, because I tell you, I do need to see the video, because, I mean, almost every time I turn, I saw that post first thing this morning, and I wasn't really on Facebook yesterday, but, or any of my social networks yesterday, but I saw it this morning, and one of my friends was talking about, you know, women being women and, you know, doing exactly basically what we said, you know, if you're going to get up in a man's face. And at first I was like, what number is she talking about? And then I kept going down, and I was like, oh, my God, for real? Really? And then I had to get the kids together, and I got together, but I was like, wow, that's a mess. So I'll have to check it out later. But, wow. Yeah, so, and callers, chat room, anybody that's listening on the web, if you have any comments on anything that we're talking about tonight, please, if you're on the phone, please push 1. And if you're in the chat rooms or listening to us on the web, please, you can also send us messages, and we will put your stuff on the air. Because tonight we're talking about what in the world topics. That's what we're doing every third Tuesday. It's what in the world topics. So, all right. Lady Q or Katie, hit me.
Okay, next story. This is a story about Amanda Todd. Amanda Todd, 15 years old, Canadian, committed suicide because of cyberbullying and also bullying at school on school grounds as well.
Stop. You don't even have to go no further. I don't even want to, because bullying of any form or fashion is wrong, and our kids have gotten out of hand because of the technology that they have at their disposal. Our kids are not getting up and outside and playing and running all that energy out anymore. They are at the computer playing Xbox, Wii, whatever, or on the internet, and they're playing all these games, and they also have access to Facebook, MySpace, whatever else is out there, Twitter. Parents, I'm appealing to you. You need to check your kids. You need, and not just the teenagers. Katie reported it's a 15-year-old who killed herself because she couldn't deal with the peer pressure. And it's not really the peer pressure. It's the type of peer pressure we have today. It's not like it was when we were all growing up where, oh, you just, you know, did a little thing and you go home and it's done. Tomorrow, y'all, either you're friends or you're not, you don't speak for years anymore. That's it. That's done. You know, your parents said, you better beat that child or I'm going to beat you. That's how I grew up. You know, that's not the way now. They have ways to, they send in emails and instant messaging, and they're, you know, taking pictures and photoshopping them or taking them out of context. If the girl slept over at a friend's house, now the girl is, you know, slutty and all kinds of stuff because, okay, she was at a nice friend's sleepover, and now that friend, so-called, has taken the picture and then run wild with it. It's, you know, we need to check our kids. And you need to start at about 6-7 years old. Don't wait till they're 10 or 11 and 12 and up. You need to start when they're 6 and 7. Why? Because by that time, they're in first grade. And I can tell you right now, I have a first grader. And actually, it started in kindergarten, the bullying.
It starts before that. I have been at the playground and had, this just happened maybe a month ago now, where a little girl walked up and thought she was going to talk to my daughter crazy just because she was older than her and was taller than her and was, you know, swirling her neck and all in
the. Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. I them up and just sat in there and said nothing. And I took my daughter in the situation. But it goes to a bigger question. I remember there was a survey that was on the news a couple of days ago that said, asked a group of parents, it was a poll, who thought who was responsible, who should take responsibility. And more parents thought that the school should.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Where does everything start?
It starts at home.
It starts at home. I'm sorry. It starts at home. And I'm talking, and I don't care if I make any parent, single parent, joint parents, I don't care. If I make you upset, you're upset. This is keeping it real, and I'm keeping it real. The schools are not supposed to raise our children. They are supposed to teach our children the lessons that they will need to read, to write, to be intelligent and hold intelligent conversations as they get older, when they're researching, when they go to a job and the boss says, I need you to do a research report for whatever company, our children should be able to do that without looking at the man dumbfounded. That is what our schools are supposed to do. We as parents are supposed to rear our children. We're the ones who are supposed to get them up, show them what is right and wrong, give them good manners. How do you brush your teeth? From the grooming to the dressing to how you sit at a table, how you talk to people, how you respect yourself, how you respect others. And the list is endless. I need to, Lady Q. Y'all know when I get on my soapbox. Y'all know when I get on the soapbox, I have to defer. Finish it for me, because I'm.
I agree,
woo!
But I do think, however, it's a joint effort, because it goes to what I feel about the community being involved in what's going on. So as long as the school only has a certain part, of course, your kids need to know going into school how you're supposed to treat other kids, and then your kids, if they are being bullied, need to feel like they can go to a school official and get the proper response. We're not sweeping it under the rug, because you, like you said, you can't, with social media and the way our world is today, you don't just leave it at school. It follows you home. It's right there in your phone. Every time you check Facebook, there's now, you know, pages dedicated to talking bad about you and all of this sort of nonsense. And so it does take definitely a joint effort. These kids need to be dealt with swiftly and harshly at school, so that kids start to understand that there's a consequence, that you can't just treat people any sort of way and nothing happens. If you were in a work situation and you had, you know, a colleague of yours treating you badly, you would hope that if you went to your boss, they would deal with it in an appropriate manner. It's the same thing with the schools. But the parents' responsibility in it is making sure that the kids have a safe place to go to and talk to and communicate with without feeling like they need to go physically confront this person and, you know, in order for it to be solved, because nowadays that doesn't solve anything. And they also need to be able to talk to the kids about bullying, about the ones that are bullying. A lot of the parents of the bullies, they kind of disturb me. The ones that are on TV, the things that they say about their kids or the way they excuse it. Oh, it's just normal behavior, yada, yada, and it's not normal, and it shouldn't be normalized. It should be criminalized so that people feel like, you know, it's not good to just treat people badly. That's not a positive trait to have. Because now people are killing themselves. You know, this young lady died, and I feel, you know, really, really sad about that, because there's so many children that are just feeling like there's no way out, and, you know, that's the only thing that they can do. But it definitely gets better, and I hope that any kid who might be listening know that it gets better, and it gets better as a campaign, as a website you can go to get some help, and to get resources if you're being bullied.
Yep.
Whew. That is so true. Everything we said was true. I just hope that, you know, any of our listeners are, you know, take heed if you have children. And even if you don't have children, we stressed that back in May or June when we first came on the air about community involvement and giving back and supporting our kids, even if you don't have kids. So there's a lot of us that are doing that, and we just, you know, commend y'all, because that's just another way of raising our children.
Hey, Nikki, I got a question for you.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's on the same topic. It's on the same topic. But this young lady, she had been bullied at several different schools, and her mother, you know, was taking her out of the schools and putting her into new schools and everything. And what do you think? Because I have my own opinion about that, but what do you think about that decision? And do you think, what's your opinion on that?
Okay. Repeat. So she's bouncing her from school to school?
Yes, she was at a school and she began to get bullied. I believe Katie, you can clear that up a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. She just bounced from different schools, and the whole thing Lady Q is trying to say is that okay to bounce from school to school and run from the problem, or just stay there and deal with the problem.
Bouncing from school to school isn't solving anything. Because if she was bullied at one school and you go to another one and she's bullied again for maybe a different reason, you're just teaching a child the way, you have any problems, run.
Mm-hmm.
You're not teaching the child that, you know what, whatever you got going on, it's going to boil over and it's going to keep it moving. So, you know, you stop and you deal with the problem right there the very first time. Is this the same girl that just was, because I didn't let you finish, Katie, and I apologize. It just, as soon as you started, whoo, it got me boiling.
Yes, so, that's the same girl.
So she had her bouncing around,
mm-hmm.
and then the child still was having issues and problems.
Yeah.
And then killed herself. But, you know, okay, yes, I definitely do not agree with what the mother, parent, whatever, was doing. That was, in my opinion, that was wrong. Because you taught the child that, okay, let me run. But at the same time, you wasn't helping the child deal with what was going on. You know, she needed, just because you moved from one school, again, if, you know, with cyberbullying, that didn't go away.
Nope.
The people were still there, you know, unless the child really goes in there and deletes every single friend. You know, you delete this one friend who's bullying you. Well, that friend gets on somebody else's computer and uses that password and
getting deep to the point that they had her address, phone numbers, her friend's names.
Oh, my God.
And, yes,
it was
getting real. Yeah. And even after her passing, the bullies was actually still bullying her, like, rest in peace pages and her regular Facebook. So it just got out of control.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, the parents handled that. I mean, and I my condolences go out to them because, oh, my God, I think I would be right beside my child or children if they went before me. Y'all minds would be like, okay, just Nikki's gone. I ain't coming back. But I do, you know, give them condolences. But at the same time, I still stand by it. They shouldn't have been bouncing. They should have head on, you know, go to the schools, go to the parents of the kids that are bullying, show the proof, print the doggone things out. Everybody's at, you know, if you don't got a printer at home, library something, print them out and be like, yeah, and, you know, when they say, no, my child didn't do that. Hello, none of us have saintly kids. Our kids are not perfect. We want to believe they are, but they're not. Print that out and be like, yes, your child did. And isn't this your child's code name, past, you know, username? This is what was said on, and then, you know, he or she, yeah, that, I feel sorry. Because, you know, if they're still doing it and the girl is trying to rest, those children also haven't learned a single thing.
Right.
Because nobody has held them accountable for their actions. By saying, this is wrong.
It continues to give them the power as well.
Exactly.
I'm a big person about owning your own power and taking your power back. And people have tried to bully me in school. I moved around a lot as a military kid. And so kids tried, and I never gave in to that. Because the more you give into it, the more power they feel like they have. And bullies only pick on the ones that they feel are weak or are going to just sit there and take it or, you know, not
right.
take anything. And by her moving her daughter around, she pretty much said to the bullies, hey, guess what, you win. And all you did was spread the bullying. Now these bullies have friends at the new school, and they're telling their friends, and now those friends have picked on the new girl. Well, she needs
right.
to come to. They're ready to bully her. And,
right. It's just a cycle that just kept going that nobody tried to
right.
cut the ties. And you know what, I'm so glad you actually said that, because tonight, you know, my daughter had her cheerleading practice. And there was one of the little girls, all of a sudden, all our, you know, all the moms are over there talking. We're just chit-chatting because, you know, for an hour and 30-some minutes, we're usually like, oh, we're just talking. And all of a sudden, we all noticed that one of the little girls had all of a sudden was had moved away from everybody and was sitting on the ground by a pole. And one of the mothers said, Nikki, you're perfect for this because I probably would handle it wrong. And I said, okay. I got up. I went over there to the child, and another mother came with me. And first, that mom tried to handle it. She's like, well, blah, 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 you're okay? The girl said, yes. She said, well, what's wrong? The girl said, nothing. She said, are you sure? The girl said, yes, I'm fine. And I looked at the mother and said, let me take it. So the mother went back, and I said, blah, 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 what's going on? And she said, no, I'm fine. I said, and she's also one of my girls for Girl Scouts, okay? So I teach her also on Mondays. And I said, what is the first line of our law, which is honesty, honest and fair. I said, and that's all I said. I said, honest and fair. And I looked at her, and I just smiled, and I said, I'm right here. No one has to know what we're talking about, but be honest and fair with me. And the little girl smiled, and she told me exactly what happened. One of the little older cheerleaders decided they were going to play mama and basically was telling this little girl what she can and she can't do and you can't do. You know, I don't have to go into all the different scenarios, but made her feel like she was inadequate, which is also a form of bullying.
Right.
And she walked over. She was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go over here in a little sulk in a little corner. And I told her, and this is what I told her, and this is why, Lady Key, what you just said is so perfect, because this is what I told her. I said, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to call her Sally. I said, Sally, because I'm tired of saying blah, blah, blah. I said, Sally, do you know what? You just gave her power by coming over here and sitting by yourself. I said, you don't do that. I said, when someone else, whether they're picking or saying something that you don't like or it's hurting your feelings, don't you ever walk away. Don't you ever go off to the side and sulk. Because you know why? She will now think that she has won and that whatever's going on, no matter what you do, she can just basically tell you everything you need to do and know about that it doesn't matter. I said, you can't do that. You have to stand up for what you believe in. I said, and if you weren't doing anything wrong, then, you know, you need to stand your ground. She smiled, and I said, do you understand what I'm saying? I got an echo. Ladies, do you have an echo?
No. I hear it, though.
Okay. And I said, you know, do you? And I asked her if she understood because she's six. She's 6 years old. The other girl was like 8 or 9. And I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, make sure she understood what I was saying. She said, yes. I said, okay. I said, so what are we going to get ready and do? And she said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go over here. I said, exactly. That's exactly what you're going to do. I said, you don't have to go near her at all for the rest of the practice. I said, but you need to show her that you're not going to sulk over here in this corner for the rest of the practice. Do you know she got up and she was smiling for the rest of the evening? And that's what, as we've already said, that the mom and somebody else should have did for this young little girl, this little 15-year-old. They should have handled it at the very beginning.
Right. Yeah, kids could be so cruel, and a lot of kids, like Lady Q said, it's a cycle because a lot of kids are getting bullied at home. So when they go to school, they're like, "Let me find somebody to pick on since I'm getting picked on at home by my older siblings or whatever." So it's just a cycle.
And then they become the big bad bullies when they get, you know, adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a story of a mom who made her daughter face bullying. She was nominated as homecoming queen as a joke, and she found out about it through Facebook that it was just one big joke. And her mom said, you know, I think you should still go to the dance and have a good time, go with a bunch of friends and have a good time. And the daughter, you know, said, well, I need to think about it. And the next morning she said, you know, Mom, I'm going to go. And the mom said that she was very scared and nervous. This was on a Katie Couric show. And she said she was very nervous because she didn't know what the bullies might be capable of. But, you know, they turned it around, and somebody made a Facebook page, and it ended up getting all of this attention, and the whole town rallied around this young lady. She got her hair and makeup done for free by one lady that owned a salon that really was touched by the story. She got her dress picked out and for free and got it fitted to her completely for free. She went to the dance in a limo. So she ended up having a most awesome experience and just by turning it around. And the mother even decided not to pursue the bullies because she said what she knew would happen was all of a sudden their name would be out in the public and they would be embarrassed and they would end up getting bullied. But she said in order to stop the cycle, she just let it turn itself into this completely positive experience that brought the whole town together. And everybody just celebrated it. Nobody ever knows and knew. Well, I'm sure the bullies know, of course, and I'm sure their friends know, but everybody else doesn't know, and nobody needs to know. It's now just this really good experience, and the girl felt empowered and strong instead of, you know, making it be an embarrassing situation of what it could have turned into be. And she said, you know what, I'm still going to just embrace this, and everybody embraced it with her.
Wow. And that's exactly right. I love that because I did not call that girl out tonight, you know, because I was like, you know, the same exact thing. She's 8 or 9 years old. You know, now there were a couple of moms that were like, oh, you should have said her name. I was like, no, because she's already seeing she lost because the other little girl got up and they enjoyed, you know, the practice. I was like, and that was the most important thing that she saw. Okay. She got back up. So, I like that topic. It was a little fiery, but bullying, don't do it. Teach your kids. Adults, yes. Don't do it.
Yes, because adults do it as well.
Oh, God, do they? And I can always pretty much tell when an adult was probably bullied when they were younger. Just because of how they interact. I am so hearing echo, and I don't know if it's me or you. Yeah, let's take a break and let's see if we can fix this. We're going to go with one of our favorites tonight, Activate by Jay LaBelle.
Me. I'm a resistance for the
And yes, that was Activate by Jay Silva. Can't talk. And if you are just tuning in, this is Kev Course, Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q. And we have been talking about voting, the election. Of course, got 21 days before Election Day. We hope that anybody, whether you're calling or listening from Cali or overseas, that you have registered to vote by your specific state's deadline. And as we said earlier, if you haven't, shame on you. And the last few, that's about 20 minutes, ladies, we have been talking about bullying, pretty much. That's been our main focus. A young lady, 15 years old, was bullied and committed suicide. And that's not how our young kids need to end their life at such early ages. We need to handle it. We need to handle it appropriately. We need to handle it at the first on-site. And as Lady Q and I said, and KD agreed, it's not just our teenagers. It's our young kids. That's starting all the way in the playground. It's our five-year-olds in kindergarten. You know, it's our four-year-olds at preschool. It's our two- and three-year-olds on the playground, at the daycare, you know, wherever you have your children. And they're interacting with other kids. And if one kid thinks that they can push somebody and get away with it, they're going to try. That's when they're trying to find their ownership and who they are and developing. You need to watch it. You need to start then and letting them know and affirm what's right and what's wrong. So, and it also, if you're just tuning in, we will be ending our show tonight at 9 o'clock. So, because we do have the second presidential debate on, and because we have been advocate supporters and want you to vote and want you to become educated and to hear everything, we will be ending the show at 9 tonight so that you can tune in. Okay? So we're going to take, we have about 20 minutes. We're going to take about maybe one other topic, guys, and maybe depending on what the topic is, it'll probably carry us through the way we talk. So, hit me.
So, the topic, it's not really, it's a question. So, if kids are not involved, do you think it's okay to stay in touch with your ex?
I do. And that's only because, you know, once I'm over it, I'm over it. There's no bad feeling, so there's no reason why we can't be friends. However, I do take into account the other person's feelings, as long as they're reasonable, not just, well, because they're your ex, because to me that's not a good enough reason. But if the other person is uncomfortable with the situation, I do take into account those feelings. But I think it's appropriate as long as you're being appropriate, you know, not calling each other at 12 o'clock at night, you know.
That's a different kind of friend, and we ain't going to go there.
Right. So as long as, you know, the relationship is out in the open and everything is transparent, I think it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I try not to agree with everything, but I have to agree on this one. I am friends with several of my exes, and to the point that, you know, I know their wives, their girlfriends, and the thing about it, the way we introduce each other, we don't say, oh, this is my ex. We just say, this is my friend, and nobody needs to know anything else unless, you know, actually, no, there is no unless. We're just straight friends. I mean, we still have, you know, dinner, movies, go out and have fun, and that's exactly it. Just, that's it. Nothing more, nothing else. We start, and most of the time, you know, the best boyfriend, and Lady Q has said it several times on the show, you know, she married her best friend. So, you know, the best friends, you know, is your friend. And so most of the time, my feeling is, like Lady Q said, when I'm done, I'm done. I'm over it. It's usually, you know, it's like, okay, there's a door. It was real. Thank you. Let's keep it moving. But, you know, if we started off as friends in the first place, I try to keep that status. I don't want to lose, you know, that friendship if that's what we had in the beginning. You know, sometimes you start a relationship and you never had that friendship. It was an automatic boom, bam, you're in a relationship before you knew it and snapped the finger. Those are, I think, a little bit harder to try and maintain. Mm-hmm. But those that were, you were friends and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, can we go out and, you know, maybe see? Then that's a different relationship that you might want to try and hold on to. There are several of my exes I have known for 20-some years. We were friends in our teen years. And, you know, we, of course, dated maybe either in our teens or in our 20s. And, you know, it didn't work out for whatever reason, you know, and we're now really good friends. So I say, yes, it's possible. Just you have to know yourself. And you have to also, one thing that I would say is also set the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Set them early. Set them early. Because if you only want to be a friend, then the men, and we all know this, women, we have the power in a relationship, really, in a way. We have the power. The man is going to try, and he's going to try, and he will only do what he either hears or perceives you are saying. So if your body, y'all know where I'm going with this, if your body is saying, mm-hmm, yeah, come on over, and, you know, we're all adults, we know where that's going, then he's a man, friend or no friend, he's coming. But if you verbally and you're standing by your ground saying, you know what, somebody threw one in at Ken. You know, if you're saying, you know, Ken, you know, it was great and really, but I want to be a friend. And ladies and men, don't use that, oh, I want to be a friend when you're breaking up. No, no, no. Let it simmer. Let it die down. Give them a call or stop by or something. You know, let it mull over. You got to take it some time. You got to take it some time because you don't know how the other person really felt. And sometimes if you're the first person to break up with somebody, that person needs that time to adjust. Because you, and all of us know this, usually the person that's breaking up usually already has an idea weeks before you're breaking them up, you know. So, but you need to have that conversation, and you need to have it in a way that they don't think that, oh, you know, I'm giving the, oh, I'm a friend, it's not you, and type of conversation. And let them know, no, you're sincere. And set those boundaries that I don't mind hanging out with you. I still want to do that. I still want to, you know, whatever. But we're not, you know, if you're intimate together, we're not going to be intimate. That's not what I want. I just value your friendship. I value your opinion when I come to you about things. You know, whatever it is, whatever the reason is of why you want to maintain that friendship.
And not only we're not going to be intimate, we're not going to be sexting, we're not going to be
exactly
inappropriate. Right. With each other with, you know, sexual undertones every time. We're not doing any of that. You be respectful of the fact that we have moved from that level.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. Yes, because you got to cover that too. You got to cover the, okay, I'm not going to do the flirty, you know, the flirty stuff. You got to keep it straight up. Don't give them any, and then I'm also talking to you. Don't give the women any hints that, he just needs a break. We're going to get back together. Don't give any male or female, whoever your ex is, any innuendos that they have a chance of getting back. If you know for a fact, 200% that you don't want to be back with them, then maybe you don't need to be friends with them, especially if you know they start thinking otherwise. But you need to have the boundaries set. So I, it's possible. Because like I said, I'm still friends with several people.
What about you, KD? Are you still friends with some of your exes?
No, ma'am.
I love it.
Nope.
Why not?
And why not?
That's just keep it moving. Keep it moving. There is no communication. It depends on what type of breakup we had. It depends on how it ended.
I have a question then. So and all of these and how they ended. And you're right, it does depend on that. But did any of those relationships, not, you know, whatever, how did any of them start and they were just your friends?
Nope. It was just relationship.
Right. Right. Exactly. And, you know, I'm not, and that's the, in my opinion, I think that's the difference, because I know, like I said earlier, those relationships where they were just that, all of a sudden, snap of the finger, you were in it, and you're like, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I know there are times when I'm like, how in the, did I get here? It's like I met you, and then boom, bam, we're now tied to the hip, and people are calling me your girlfriend and your boyfriend. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And those are the ones that, yeah, I'm not, I don't talk to, because we had no substance before. We had no substance during, you know, because it happened so fast. Yes, those, the ones that Katie's talking about, yeah. You know, see you, bye. It was good, sort of, maybe. Yeah, peace. like my 2-year-old nephew who gave us the What in the World segment title, you know, would say, he goes, deuces. Okay. He throws up the fingers, deuces. So, you know, be like, out. So, yeah, those cut the ties because there wasn't anything there. But I think the ones that me and Lady Q were talking about, if there's some substance, some valuable relationship, yeah, you don't want to lose those. Do I have my favorite listener on the line? Is he going? Can you get him to push one? Lady Q.
You'd like to push one.
Oh, that's right. Is he on? Yes,
he is.
We're
not in the same room, so call him out. Go ahead.
Call him out. I want Calvin. Hey, hon. Hey, dog.
How are you?
I want your opinion. I want a male's perspective. Give it to me.
Well, the last subject or any of the others?
We'll start with the last. And if you want to comment on the bullying, well, sure.
Well, the last subject, I agree with what you all were saying. I had several relationships that turned into a friendship, and believe it or not, the two of my exes that we turned into a friendship tried to rekindle, and it was me that was basically, hey, we had an agreement, you know, stick to the agreement, you know, and I'm one of those people where, you know, I say what I mean what I say, and, you know, if this ain't going to work out, we're just going to stop this friendship also. And one, I had to, because she was not listening. She would say, okay, okay, and next thing you know, like you were saying, she was sending those signals, and I'm like, whoa, 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 stop. And the big problem I had with that was she had a boyfriend at the time. And I'm like, okay, we're keeping this as a friendship. I'm not trying to get back with you. I made that clear. You wanted just to be friends. We're friends, and you keep sending me these signals. You know, so it was very, very sticky with her, so I had to cut her off. But
I am so glad you brought that up. Yeah. You know you and I are kindred spirits anyway, because you and I are like so – you and I are so like there. We are so right on, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, mm-hmm, yep, you get, yep. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm glad you brought that up. The fact of a female who flipped the coin and was like, you know what, okay, we still going to be friends, but, you know, maybe if I give a little hint, maybe he'll, you know, make a little bit more, even though I got this man already. And, you know, like I said earlier, listeners, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a female. You have to stand your ground if, you know, what you want out of whatever that ended relationship to be, you got to stand it. If it's over for you, and I'm going to tell you right now, Calvin and I are the same sign, and we pretty much dead on because Lady Q done told me. And when him and I say we done, it's a wrap. Don't even try. You know, it's done. We're done. It's don't come with the flowers. Don't come with the candy. Don't come with whatever. It's not going to work. We're going to take the gift. I ain't turning down the gift. I'm just saying on me. Now, Calvin, I don't know about you, but.
No, I'm going to thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And like my nephew says, this is love you. Mwah. I would like, oh, yeah, you want to get me some? Sure. Thank you so much. Oh, you want what? Oh, hon, what? Didn't we have this conversation? Do I need? Okay, you know what? Let me sit you down. Let's talk. And we're going to have a nice little, another long conversation. I'm going to spill it out again. And then don't get upset that you done spent some money. Because I didn't tell you go out here. We done told you what we done felt and where we stand. So I'm just saying that's me and Calvin. We say exactly what I mean. So anybody that knows me, and a lot of people out there that are listening that know me, y'all know what I say is exactly that. There is no need to go, what did Nikki mean? No, Nikki meant exactly what Nikki said, whether it's business or personal. It's straight up exactly what I said.
Exactly. Don't twist what you say either, because if you try to twist it and read into it, you got a problem. What did I say?
Oh, yes, exactly. And that's exactly the words I use. What did I say?
Yeah.
And I use it with the attitude, with the tilting of the head.
Yeah.
Lady Q, I just love your husband.
Me too, girl.
All right, Calvin, what about bullying? What's your take on that?
Well, I agree with what you were saying about the mom moving the child from place to place, because I was in that situation a lot through middle school, and it was rough for me because, you know, I'm getting in there, I'm trying to make new friends, and for some reason, somebody wanted to try me. And, you know, what if you're not that type of person that's going to stand up to them and, you know, make them back up, you know, and you're, you know, listening to all of the people going back and forth, you know, and it was just rough. The one thing that I had in the back of my mind was, you don't start anything, but if you do get into it, then you need to finish it. And trust me, it makes people back up, but, you know, it's ridiculous because every time, if I went point by point, when you stand up to them, they cower. You know, they're all bark and that's it.
Mhm. Really mhm. Katie or Lady Key, I want to comment on anything he said.
No.
No. She's like, no. Tommy, you said it. That's good. We're good. Okay. All right, Lady Key, you're going to say something?
Oh no, I just said I agree. He's the best.
Okay, y'all are a mess. Y'all are a mess. I was supposed to say something. I don't care anything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been real. Calvin, I love always having your input on the show. I love having the male input, and you always come through when I need that male input, and I appreciate that. I really do. And ladies and gentlemen, as we said, you've been listening to Keeping It Real with KD and Lady Q. And we have been talking about the last topic. If you're just joining us, let me let you know, we will be going off air in about a little under 4 minutes so that our listeners can listen to the second debate between our president and our candidate. So we definitely want y'all to tune in to that. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we have also just been talking about, can you be friends with your exes? And if you can, setting boundaries and letting people know that it's exactly that, it's friends. And if you have relationships that were just relationships, you didn't have any friendship, then let them go. No need for any friendship. Then we were talking about bullying, whether it's a teenager, adult, your two-year-old in the playground, your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old in school, and, of course, you know, our high school and college kids. Regardless of what age you are, it's wrong. But if you're a child and you have to, or if you have children, if you have children, you need to talk to your kids and let them be able to come to you. And then you need to handle it when you hit see or it's brought to you then. Not when it's 4 or 5 months and all you're doing is going from school to school to school. that's not solving the problem. That's just teaching the child that they've won, and all you can do when there's a problem is run from it. And that's not what we want. You want to deal with it. And if your kid can't do it, then you know what? Step up and go to the school. Step up and go to the parents and deal with it. But it needs to be dealt with. We have too many kids who are bullying, and the kid that's being bullied are killing themselves. That's not good. Not good at all. And, of course, because of the election, we talked about voting. Just do it. Just do it. That's it. You got 21 days. 21 days. Whether you do it in person or get your absentee ballots, get your absentee ballots. I think you have until, what is it, ladies, about the week before election to turn those in so that they're marked valid. So you need to vote. Vote, 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 vote. That's the bottom line. Bottom line is we vote. Listen to the candidates. Listen to your president and the vice president. Decipher, discern, know the truth. Ladies, anything y'all want to say before we wrap it up? We got 2 minutes.
Yep. So we have a little hero. Just want to give a shout out to a little hero named Seth Cutright, 12-year-old in Oregon. He saved his grandma from the burning house, got burned all over his face, his arms, everywhere. A propane heater explodes on both of them, and he saved her, pulled her out, lay her on the grass, went and knocked on the door, and told neighbors to call the ambulance. So kudos to Seth for that.
Yay.
I love it. Ending on a good note. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love it. Definitely giving shout-outs to our kids. Well, if we don't have anything else to say, anybody that's in the Virginia area, we want to shout out our guests that were here a couple of weeks ago, Cookie Davenport, and, oh, my God, all of a sudden I had his name and it went away. That is so sad. I looked at the screen and it went away. But we have our Virginia Fashion Week this week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're in the Virginia area, go to Facebook and search Virginia VA Fashion Week, VAFW. They have a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to try and catch one of them, maybe not all. I'm going to try and catch one. We shall see. I got a busy schedule this weekend. So, but definitely any of our past guests, keep those individuals strong. We also will be coming soon to our airwaves, Alamae Ballard, straight up from L.A., actor, producer, director, will be coming and gracing our airwaves pretty shit soon. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we wish you the best, and we also wanted to let you know that always keep it real. You've been listening to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q. Go listen to our president and our candidate debates. Good night.
Ron Cook, baby. Ron Cook.
Thank you, babe. That's who. All right, ladies. Chat with you later.